for the next several days, and that spells some record heat. Today, high temperature in the upper 90s. We should easily break the record of 94 from 2016. Rain chances are about 10% today and really the next few days. Then tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, high temperatures in the upper 90s each day, and that takes us through the end of the month. And each day, record highs should be either tied or broken. That's going to be an incredible string of records, and the rain chance is remote right on through Monday at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery man convicted of reckless murder has been sentenced. Ladarius Lafitte was sentenced to 139 years in prison for the death of Ashley Perkins. Back in 2017, Lafitte and another man were racing down Vaughn Road when his car slammed into Perkins, going 144 miles per hour. The United States Coast Guard announced the death of a student attending a preparatory program at Marion Military Institute. Details are still limited, but officials say the student was found dead on Monday. This death is now under investigation. And the Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a statewide fire alert. The fire alert is effective immediately and means that permits for outdoor burning will be restricted and issued only at the discretion of the state forester. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The whistleblower complaint is in the hands of Congress, the same report that has rocked Trump's presidency, making him only the fourth president in American history to face impeachment.
White House notes released confirming President Trump asked his Ukrainian counterpart to investigate his political foe, Joe Biden, during a July phone call.
These sons are being recalled because there could be a problem with a safety feature. As you back out of your driveway, the backup camera isn't working right.
The signs of an Elizabeth Warren surge on the campaign trail, now unmistakable. Warren now posting narrow leads in polls of critical early states, Iowa, New Hampshire, and nationally.
WeWork is struggling to go public, and now its CEO is stepping down. Adam Neumann's role at WeWork has been under scrutiny recently amid reports of his erratic behavior, drug use, and potential conflicts of interest.
Turns out water may not be the best choice if you and health news want to stay hydrated. Scientists say skim milk does a good job.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Channel 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday, also known as TGIFE. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then if you're a first-time caller, I'll put your name in there twice. increasing the odds that you're going to be chosen. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, thank you for being patient with me.
Hey, Dan. I'd like to be in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market deal.
Give me a month and day of birth, Jeff.
7-3.
You got it, buddy. What's on your mind?
All this distraction, that pencil neck Adam Schiff, I tell you, I think something I learned a long time ago, your dad was in the military too, so he kind of got the knowledge of political stuff. Is this a smokescreen for something else that might be going on with the Senate and Congress at this point? Because nobody's talking about the vote that they were trying to, the southern border crisis was trying to get pulled back or something. Do you know anything about that?
I do not know anything about that. I haven't heard that. The southern border issue is working out great for Trump. What he's doing with Guatemala, El Salvador, and Mexico is really working out very well. Here's what I think it is. I think that they're hearing the footsteps, and what they're trying to do is get a diversion because they know the FISA report's going to come out. They're going to look awful on that. The intelligence community is going to look awful with it. I think that what Durham is working on is, I think the intelligence community is going to look bad. And I think there's some has-beens, former Obama people, who are coordinating with folks within the intelligence community now to get them to throw the stuff up. This thing is very skillfully written. It says in here, let me give you an example, and I'm reading from the whistleblower's report, is that that he had contact with 12 people that told him about the improprieties that were there and told them about these different things that happened. He doesn't have a first-hand knowledge. He has it from other people. So that's second-hand knowledge, if not third-hand knowledge. And that is exactly what intelligence communities do to get you going in the wrong direction.
Well, they held a vote yesterday in the U.S. Senate about dropping the border crisis. I heard it twice. And I said, well, I'm going to call Dan Moore, see if he knows about it.
I haven't heard that.
I heard it twice on Fox, and nobody's got it. Went right back to the whistleblower and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I didn't see any news items that came up on my stuff. That's all.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to put it out there. This is a huge smoke screen.
Thanks, Jeff. I really appreciate it. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. It's sort of the guy who's such a nice guy, they named a bottle of wine after him. Hey, Josh.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic, Dan. How are we doing today?
Very good. I had a successful surgery yesterday. I'm a happy camper.
Yeah. I was thinking about you. I heard about it, and I'm glad to hear that it went successfully.
It went very well. I'm very pleased.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that call that from your anonymous caller earlier. I think she made some very good points.
Anonymous is a smart lady.
Yeah, absolutely. But I guess I'll get to the burr in my saddle. Just something that bothers me. We're supposed to be one nation under God, indivisible. And what was the last bipartisan effort that both the Democrats and Republicans worked on a single issue together versus bumping heads with each other, going tit for tat?
Let me tell you, the Dems do not want any type of success for Republicans. Because if Republicans get success, that means that they have a greater chance of being in the minority again.
And you know how sad that is, Dan?
I know, it's terrible.
I mean, politics has become almost like the longest reality show on the network now. It's just... And it has such implications for the whole nation and the world. And I just wish we kind of, cliche, all get along, work on issues that we can control instead of, any idea that somebody comes up with saying, hey, no, that's bad. He did this back in the past. We can't do that. It's really wearing me down because that's all I hear lately. It's just negativity. And it really takes a toll on, me personally, and I think as a citizen, I'd like to hear some good news coming out of the State House.
Well, I would like to see government do what it's doing instead of using government as a blunt instrument.
Exactly. Because we're paying for all this investigations. All the taxpayers are coming out of pocket for it. And I don't know. It's hard on the heart, Dan.
It is. That's a great description. Hard on the heart. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to see if I could get in Sweet Creek. I'm about in Montgomery now for a couple of days. Mother's having a knee replacement, so I'm going to go help out.
Ooh, boy, that's...
Yeah.
That's a tough surgery that they have. But I tell you, it's so much better than it was 5 years ago. It's unbelievable. Okay, Josh, listen, and we'll do the drawing when...
Oh, that'll be Friday between 2:30 and 2:40, I believe.
There you go. You got it exactly right, my friend.
All right, Dan. Well, always good talking with you, and I hope you all enjoy the rest of the day.
Thanks. Appreciate you. Let's do this.
Hold on. Let's do this.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
We're so caught up, and it is a big breaking news day. But here, without further ado, Shelley Robbins. Shelley Robbins, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour here, Shelley, for your chance to win a 65-inch Sony Smart TV courtesy of Cohen's Electronics. I believe we have a live crew of folks from the Blue Water from the station out there right now at Cohen's. But again, Shelley Robbins, call 396-5477 before the hour is up for your chance to qualify to win this amazing TV from Cohen's.
Thanks for reminding me about that. Let's do this. Let's go to the phones and go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Pretty good. Are y'all doing all right?
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, I was watching old Shifty Shift there. Why do they let him get away with reading that, talking like that, and making that stuff up? And then everybody's, you know, there's people dumb enough to think, oh, that's exactly what was written in that report. He just paraphrased that thing and made up a bunch of stuff.
He really did. I'll tell you what. See, that is so disheartening that somebody would just lie for political positioning. That's all that was.
But nobody's going to call him on it. That's just frustrating. But I saw his little talk afterwards. You know, he didn't look like he was really believed what he was saying. You know what I mean, he didn't look really excited.
Well, Well, let me tell you something. If the media plays a part of what I just played a little while ago, we're going to replay it again. If they play any of that, then he would have accomplished what he wanted to accomplish. He's going to basically deceive and mischaracterize the whole telephone call.
I got a little gripe here about Fox, and I watch Fox all the time, and there are plenty of moderate Democrats. They can get on their show, but there's three people they have got to get rid of, and I'm just sick and tired of hearing that they're Trump haters, and it's Juan Williams, Chris Hahn, and that Jessica Tarlov. I wish they would get rid of those three.
How about
Donna
Brazile?
That Chris Hahn, I'm telling you what, Rudy Giuliani, I thought if he had been in the same room with him, man, they would have gotten into it. He got all over him yesterday. Good grief.
Yeah, he is, he says some really outrageous things.
I don't know why Juan Williams has kept on there. I know he's been there a long time, but he hates Trump and everything that, just watching him, everything comes back to race. Everything.
Yeah.
And I just get tired of hearing him. And what's really weird is he's married, his wife is white, and his kids are conservatives.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Well, they have more sense than he does.
Yeah. But I mean, I think Fox can be fair and balanced, but be a little more balanced, you know, on the Democratic side. Instead of having all these ones that are way on the left on there, because they're just Trump haters, and it just, you know, I can't. When I see a panel discussion, tall off something, I just turn off. At first, I can't stand her voice. Sounds like she's been gargling with a gravel or something. But she hates Trump, and she just, everything is a dig at him. And but anyway, that's just a little pet peeve there I had, but. This thing is heating up, Dan. And,
oh, yeah, let me tell you, we're close to something. That's why this is happening.
Yep, and there's nothing there.
But they're going to do is They're going to go in and say, see, we told you, they use this influence to get a foreign country to do the bidding for the president, and the, all this was just made up and recycled. It's you just wait. You wait and see what's going to happen here.
You know, this is like Lucy and Charlie Brown. You know, he's pulling the football away.
Yep.
And the Democrats, nothing happens. It's the same old thing. They pull it away and boom, they fall flat on their you know what.
Think about how much they have at stake here. If what I think, if just half of what I think is true, then it is going to be deadly for the Democrats and for the intelligence agency. And that's who's doing this. This is, quote, the deep state. This is somebody who's really coordinating this, really orchestrating it, because they know they're about to be outed and found guilty.
Bring it on. All right, well, y'all have a good afternoon. We'll talk at you later.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Joe, let's go to a break and let's come back and play that piece again. Then we'll read the transcript. Gonna be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Amy wanted to add Shepard Smith to that list. Shepard Smith and kind of went off the rails a couple of days ago. Joey's going to read, when we do the Adam Schiff mischaracterization in his opening statements that he did, talking about the transcript and what it said. Listen to it, and then we're going to read it to you.
And so what happened on that call? Zelensky begins by ingratiating himself. And he tries to enlist the support of the president. He expresses his interest in meeting with the president and says his country wants to acquire more weapons from us to defend itself. And what is the president's response? Well, it reads like a classic organized crime shakedown. Shorn of its rambling character and in not so many words, this is the essence of what the president communicates. We've been very good to your country, very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only 7 times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it. On this and on that, I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him, trust me. You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways. And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked. This is, in sum, in character, what the president was trying to communicate with the president of Ukraine. It would be funny if it wasn't such a graphic betrayal of the president's oath of office. But as it does represent a real betrayal, there's nothing the president says here that is in America's interest, after all. It is instead the most consequential form of tragedy.
That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable the way he did that. Okay, Joey's going to pick up. We're not going to do the ingratiating himself to the president and opening the conversation. Very light. Congratulating him on his victory, saying that he copied a lot of Trump's campaign styles and draining the swamp. So we're going to pick up at the very end of the president of the Ukraine. And the reason for the call is he had just won the parliamentary vote, so he had control over parliament. The election was actually in May that installed him as president. Go ahead, Joey.
This is President Zelensky. I would also like to thank you for your great support in the area of defense. We are ready to continue to cooperate for the next steps. Specifically, we are almost ready to buy more javelins from the United States for defense purposes.
Okay, notice what he said there was, we are almost ready. Now, if you listen to Adam Schiff, is that he was holding those munitions over his head. He said specifically, we're almost ready to buy new javelins, which is a shoulder-fired anti-tank and surface-to-air missile.
Then President Trump responds, I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot, and Ukraine knows a lot about it. I would like you to find out what happened with this whole situation with Ukraine. They say CrowdStrike, I guess you have one of your wealthy people, the server. They say Ukraine has it. There are a lot of things that went on, the whole situation. I think you're surrounding yourself with some of the same people. I would like to have the Attorney General call you or your people, and I would like you to get to the bottom of it. As you saw yesterday, that whole nonsense ended with a very poor performance by a man named Robert Mueller, and an incompetent performance, but they say a lot of it started with Ukraine. Whatever you can do, it's very important that you do it if that's possible. President Zelensky responds, yes, it is very important for me and everything that you just mentioned earlier. For me, as a president, it is very important that we are open for any future cooperation. We are ready to open a new page on cooperation and relations between the United States and Ukraine. For that purpose, I just recalled our ambassador from the United States, and he will be replaced by a very competent and very experienced ambassador who will work hard on making sure that our two nations are getting closer. I would also like and hope to see him having your trust and your confidence and have personal relations with you so we can cooperate even more so. I will personally tell you that one of my assistants spoke with Mr. Giuliani just recently. And we
now, notice he brings up Giuliani. Mm-hmm. The president does not.
And we are hoping very much that Mr. Giuliani will be able to travel to Ukraine and we will meet once he comes to Ukraine. I just wanted to assure you once again that you have nobody but friends around us. I will make sure that I surround myself with the best and most experienced people. I also wanted to tell you that we are friends. We are great friends. And you, Mr. President, have friends in our country so we can continue our strategic partnership. I also plan to surround myself with great people. And in addition to that investigation, I guarantee, as the President of Ukraine, that all the investigations will be done openly and candidly. That I can assure you. Donald Trump responds, good, because I heard you had a prosecutor who was very good, and he was shut down, and that's really unfair. A lot of people are talking about that, the way they shut your very good prosecutor down, and you had some very bad people involved. Mr. Giuliani is a highly respected man. He was the mayor of New York City, a great mayor, and I would like him to call you. I will ask him to call you along with the Attorney General. Rudy very much knows what's happening. He is a very capable guy. If you could speak to him, that would be great. The former ambassador from the United States, the woman, was bad news. And the people she was dealing with in the Ukraine were bad news. So I just want to let you know that. The other thing, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution. And a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the Attorney General would be great. Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution, so if you could look into it, it sounds horrible to me. President Zelensky responds, I wanted to tell you about the prosecutor. First of all, I understand and I'm knowledgeable about the situation. Since we have won the absolute majority in our parliament, the next prosecutor general will be 100% my person, my candidate, who will be approved by the parliament and will start as a new prosecutor in September.
September?
He or she will look into the situation.
In September?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
They'll look into the situation, specifically to the company that you mentioned in this issue. The issue of the investigation of the case is actually the issue of making sure to restore the honesty. So we will take care of that, and we'll work on the investigation of the case. On top of that, I would kindly ask you if you have any additional information that you can provide us. It would be very helpful for the investigation to make sure we administer justice in our country with regard to the ambassador to the United States from Ukraine. As far as I recall, her name was Ivanovich. It was great that you were the first one who told me that she was a bad ambassador, because I agree with you 100%. Her attitude towards me was far from the best, as she admired the previous president and she was on his side. She would not accept me as a new president well enough. Well, Donald Trump says back, she's going to go through some things. I'll have Mr. Giuliani give you a call, and I am also going to have Attorney General Barr call, and we will get to the bottom of it. I'm sure you will figure it out. I heard the prosecutor was treated very badly, and he was a very fair prosecutor, so good luck with everything. Your economy is going to get better and better, I predict. You have a lot of assets. It's a great country. I have many Ukrainian friends. They're incredible people. I would like to tell you, Mr. President, that I also have quite a few Ukrainian friends that live in the United States. Actually, last time I traveled to the United States, I stayed in New York near Central Park, and I stayed at the Trump Tower. I will talk to them, and I hope to see them again in the future. I also wanted to thank you for your invitation to visit the United States, specifically Washington, D.C. On the other hand, I also want to ensure that you will be very serious about the case and will work on the investigation. As to the economy, there is much potential for our two countries, and one of the issues that is very important for Ukraine is energy independence. I believe we can be very successful in cooperating on energy independence with the United States. We are already working on cooperation. We are buying American oil, but I am very hopeful for a future meeting. We will have more time and more opportunities to discuss these opportunities and to get to know each other. I would like to thank you very much for your support. Good, says Donald Trump back to him. Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate that. I will tell Rudy and Attorney General Barr to call. Thank you. Whenever you would like to come to the White House, feel free to call. Give us a date, and we'll work that out. I look forward to seeing you. And Zelensky says, thank you very much. I would be very happy to come, and we'd be happy to meet with you personally, get to know you better. Looking forward to our meeting. I would also like to invite you to visit Ukraine and come to the city of Kyiv, which is a beautiful city. We have a beautiful country which would welcome you. On the other hand, I believe that on September 1st, we will be in Poland, and we can meet in Poland, hopefully. After that, it might be a very good idea for you to travel to Ukraine. We could either take my plane and go to Ukraine, or we can take your plane, which is probably much better than mine. Okay, we can work that out.
I look forward to seeing you in Washington and maybe in Poland, because I think we are going to be there at that time. Thank you very much, Mr. President. Congratulations on a fantastic job you've done. The whole world is watching. I'm not sure it was so much of an upset, but congratulations. Thank you, Mr. President. Bye-bye.
Okay, so can you go back to the part where he said, don't call me, I'll call you after you've done what I told you to do?
Yeah, that's not there at all. I was wondering about that because I read this yesterday. I'm like, I see some of the points where Schiff is like really trying
to stretch
it out. Like there's a one use of the word reciprocal, but it's also tied into Trump talking about the EU and NATO nations supporting militarily. So, also, wouldn't it be something if it wasn't Rudy Giuliani and the president who initiated all these contacts? What if it was the U.S. State Department in Ukraine that was trying to get Giuliani on the phone?
That's what they said. That's what Rudy said is that that Ukraine called State Department called him, said, would you take a call from them?
Right.
And that's when they met in Spain.
And it might be because the Ukrainian officials have been trying to tell the American government things for a year or two.
That's what John Solomon has said.
Yep.
News Talk 93.1, we'll come back to the CrowdStrike portion of that right after this. Brief break.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu.
This case is unique and unprecedented.
The nation's acting intelligence chief taking center stage before the House Intel Committee a short while after the declassification of the whistleblower complaint, which triggered an impeachment inquiry. The motivation, according to President Trump...
Democrats are going to lose the election. They know it. That's why they're doing it.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi insisting President Trump...
betrayed his oath of office, our national security, and the integrity of our elections.
Spy Chief Joseph McGuire also defending his decision to withhold the complaint from Congress, saying he was bound by guidance from the White House and Justice Department. And in the college admissions cheating scandal, California businessman sentenced to 4 months in prison for paying $400,000 to get his son into Georgetown as a fake tennis recruit. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools.
Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting BlueHaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The heat is on for the next several days, and that spells some record heat. Today, high temperature in the upper 90s. We should easily break the record of 94 from 2016. Rain chances are about 10% today and really the next few days. Then tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, high temperatures in the upper 90s each day, and that takes us through the end of the month. And each day, record highs should be either tied or broken. That's going to be an incredible string of records, and the rain chances remote. Right on through Monday, at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are.
We pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing.
Okay, Joey, let's go back so we can have a little discussion on this and read the portion that talks about CrowdStrike.
I would like...
Let me, before that.
Sure.
CrowdStrike is a company that deals in internets and computers. They were the ones that the DNC called and said, I think we've been hacked. And so they came over, they got the server, they did a report that said they did get hacked, then they backed off of that. The thing is, we never knew where the server went. And what the implication may be here is that Hillary Clinton et al. Jump Podesta, whose brother is dealing with Ukraine, get the server sent to Ukraine, and it was stored in Ukraine where nobody could get to it because they thought it was sheltered. Let's listen in.
I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it. I would like you to find out what happened with this whole situation with Ukraine. They say CrowdStrike. I guess you have one of your wealthy people, the server. They say Ukraine has it. There are a lot of things that went on, the whole situation. And then he goes on, I think you're surrounding yourself with some of the same people. I would like to have the AG call you or your people, and I would like to get to the bottom of it.
Okay, so if he has received some type of intelligence or something that's where the server is, and the government has changed hands and now it's in a very pro person's, think how many people would be upset about that. Okay, so if you have the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden thing, that's pin number one that you knock out. You basically... Joe Biden is done for. I think he's kind of done for no matter what. But then the other pin that gets knocked out is you have the Hillary Clinton piece that all of a sudden the server is there. Then the other thing you get knocked out is Donna Brazile, and because she was in charge of the DNC at that time and all the people that were involved in that. And the FBI never went over to go investigate that. They were not called. They were told about it, but they were not allowed to see the actual server. They were shown a, guess what? A prototype. Which, as you know, does no good whatsoever. Okay, so, and I'm just kind of speculating this, because why would the President of the United States be asking a president of a foreign country about CrowdStrike and saying, I think one of your wealthy people, oligarch, has the server over there? He must know something.
Yes.
And if they can retrieve that server, that will be the death knell. Think of all the people that would be implicated in that.
Well, and also...
including our local FBI.
When I watch the press reacting to this in breaking news fashion, most of the press, you get the impression that it's just Trump and Giuliani out of nowhere soliciting the Ukrainians for this information. But again, it seems like there are many people within Ukraine who are trying to get this information out.
Right.
So it's not, it changes the nature of the call itself when you understand that a lot of these Ukrainian officials have been trying to get this information into the U.S. So now.
And John Solomon has said that right. And nobody would listen to him.
Right. And so I don't know. I find this whole thing at the end of the day, it's trumped up.
Yeah. That was a good one. I like that. Okay. So now let's go to Nunes. Devin Nunes talking to Tucker Carlson last night about the Ukraine call.
I don't want to put you in an awkward situation, but you serve on this committee with Adam Schiff. And so, again, if this is awkward for you, I hope you'll just say so.
But I'm used to being on your show. It's always awkward with you.
Good. Well, let me make it worse. Adam Schiff has said a couple of things in the last 24 hours that give, I think, sober people pause and raise concerns about his mental fitness. I mean, he suggested that the president was, for example, doctoring this transcript and then subsequently suggested that he was speaking in some sort of secret code. What do you make of that?
Well, like many things that Adam Schiff and the Democrats have been saying over the last 3 years, it's been nearly 3 years of this Russia hoax. Now it's transformed into the Ukrainian hoax. They say a lot of things that always have one thing in common. They end up being false. And they always, they're very clever because they use the things, you can see the doors right there, right? It says restricted. So they'll come out of those doors and they'll say, well, we've seen some really secret stuff. We can't tell you about it, but just trust us. This is really going to be the time that we're going to catch President Trump with his hands in the cookie jar.
Huh. And that's exactly what happens is they put this aura this out there. But let me tell you something. This is not a Democrat, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler-led thing. This is way too organized. It is way too hits all the bells and whistles. I mean, when you read this document, it talks about right. That the White House legal office moved the information from the standard memo server to a special dark high
super secret
right, intelligent yeah. one, and so that's you can prove that. You can go in and look at Windows logged in, Windows logged out, and anything that's rated anyway, and that was probably classified for your eyes only or classified at least, you can see that entry going in, you can see that entry going out. And but they implied that you don't have all the transcript, so then they can kind of play loosey-goosey that's out there. And there are all these people who are coming to this one intel official who then is kind of the collaborator of all this information who creates the whistleblower document that he did last month. This is dated August the 12th. And then the new prosecutor is coming in September, September the 10th. Interesting. And John Solomon is dumping all these documents that are coming from Ukraine, coming from legal, his Biden legal team, which I think was sent to Ukraine is what we're going to find out. But it'll be correspondence from them because he said in there that a new prosecutor got the call immediately.
And one thing that's been bugging me all day, since last night and all this came down this week, is the idea of foreign interference in our elections. I mean, what I always took that to mean is, say, a place like Russia or China came and tried to manipulate the election, either hacking machines directly or election security systems, or they really did start spreading propaganda and disinformation to the American public. That's kind of what I understood as foreign intervention in the elections. To me, though, it sounds like a completely different thing when actions taken by Americans in other parts of the world may or may not be corrupt or might even have just bearing on the political situation. For instance, is it foreign interference if Trump all of a sudden gets a deal with the Chinese?
I mean, there's got to be some limit to what we're defining as foreign interference.
Or is it foreign interference when somebody's throwing out from another country intelligence that our intelligence community is getting them to say, misfed, and those people? Those people were from another country saying this is what happened. And was that foreign interference?
Right.
And it was reported in a news item. And so, to me, if it by their standard, that is foreign interference.
Right.
But they're the ones that did it, not Trump. Let's go to the phones and go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome aboard. Debbie.
Yes, hi. I'm so sorry. I had to get it off the speaker. I was just going to say, I did watch as much of the congressional hearing as possible this morning. And what I noted was there was only one man that even spoke about Biden in the whole thing, and that was Castro. It's like they were afraid to mention the name Biden in this deal. And isn't that what this whole thing's about?
Well, it's a little more complicated than that, but that's the main piece that he is going to get asking that dirt be manufactured, which we read the transcript. He never said manufactured. He never said made up. But they're trying to do that because they know something's about to come out, and they're going to go, oh, see, Trump ordered that, and it's all made up.
Oh, yes. Yes. And what's really horrible, in my opinion, they didn't treat this poor fellow very well. They were grilling him pretty hard. But he held up very well, I think, considering. And they kept repeating over and over, I did my job. And they're accusing him of not doing his job, but he was very explicit. He explained himself extremely well through the whole thing, I think. And the bottom line was they were trying to get him to tell them what they wanted, and they were leading questions.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of it. And, you know, it was just sad. The whole thing was they are trying to incriminate everybody around the whole situation when we all know this all boils down to a criminality from Biden, or the Bidens, I should say. And, you know, the old saying, well, Dinesh D'Souza had it on his movie. I think Rocky, the guy in prison, told him, if you want to, you know, save yourself, blame somebody, your enemy, the person that, you know, is against you for what you did.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what they're doing.
Exactly. And I agree. I absolutely agree with that.
But hopefully this will all come out in the end. I really felt for the poor guy. I think he did a good job considering what he was up against. And good grief, let's just hope the truth comes out.
Debbie, thanks for the telephone call, my dear.
Thank you.
News Channel 93.1, going to a break. Going to be back. Final segment this hour, right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's CBS Premiere Thursday, starting with the Young Sheldon season premiere.
That's a great idea.
Plus, it's the series premiere of The Unicorn, a new comedy about moving on.
You need to start dating.
With everything that I have going on?
You have nothing going on.
And after the season premiere of Mom, catch Patricia Heaton in the series premiere of Carol's Second Act.
You're that intern.
Yes, I'm the old intern.
Followed by the series premiere of Evil, CBS Tonight.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dylan Rings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
am what I am. I am what I am.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The final curtain, my friend. I'll say it.
272-9228, that's where we are.
I'll state my case, of which I'm certain.
Yes.
I've lived.
Folks, Joey and I were just talking off mic here. When you. And it's. I would have Joey read the whistleblower paper, but what I need to do is take it apart where you're doing the highlights, because it really.
It's nine pages long.
Yeah, it's not, and then there's a backup document behind that. The whistleblower sexual report is 9 pages. And this thing is done by a pro. And you can tell it's a pro within the intel community. And it has a real purpose to it. And the real purpose is that they were going to do this. They felt that they were not going to have the report sent over to Congress. So the IG got his cage rattled. And... The words that they use, credible and urgent, which are specific key phrases that they're using. So they knew the Democrats would glob and the press would glob onto those. But you're talking about six individuals that are talking to this guy. No, we know it's a guy. And they are giving him all this information that's going to take a while to prove whether it happened or it didn't happen. The interesting thing, a lot of the stuff that he said is provable things, like moving stuff off of the classified server. And I can tell you right now, this is trying to save somebody, several people's ass. That's what it all gets down to.
Yeah.
Something's coming down. They're scared to death of Durham. They're trying to malign these people, particularly Barr, and that he was politically motivated, and that's what this is all about. Is Trump campaign, Trump operation, is doing this politically to try to ruin the Democrats. That's going to be the final line they're going to get down to. And I hope Lindsey Graham is whispering in Trump's ear, as is Bill Barr, and they're saying, stay the course. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. One thing that really disturbs me is the government is so stupid. For instance, the FBI, they'll take a interview of someone and interpret their statement, go in another room and write their interpretation of what they say down. Okay, now you've got the president with five people or more in the situation room, typing out, one of them takes part of it, another takes part, and putting together their interpretation or the best they can recall.
Well, actually, let me clear that up of what it actually does, because that what they do is what they used to do, and they're just still doing it. What you do is you have you've seen the conference room of the situation room. They're sitting in the conference room. They have either headsets on or it's speakers, but normally headsets on, and they're listening. And each person is typing their concept of it. Then, so you have five people. They take those five, and they put them together, and they get everything that matches, and they create one document for it. That's what happens.
Yes, but why can't they just record his voice so that it would never be in doubt, and that way you've got his inflection of what he's saying and his tone, and let that simple recording be the history and be what is taken into Congress.
Well, here's why. It's because if that recording were to get out, it could be made into a television or radio spot and could be misconstrued.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir.
I mean, that's the honest truth. That's what they do. I mean, we had the capability of recording things, but you got to go back to the Nixon Watergate days, and that wouldn't thought of it being a good thing to do. Jimmy Carter, by the way, maybe telling things out of school here.
That doesn't happen often.
That didn't happen.
Dan just bit his tongue.
Had to kind of stop there. I'm sorry, James. Keep going, buddy.
Yes. But then on the FBI, I wonder why they don't just simply record it, you know, like the case where they interviewed military guy and then went into the other room and interpreted what he said and then came to the conclusion that he lied and all, rather than just having his statement there to...
I can tell you the answer to that, because if they do that, they're going to have to give him, they're going to have to Mirandize him.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So in other words, if you tell somebody you're recording, or you put a recorder down, you gotta tell them what their rights are, and they have the right to remain silent. If you're talking to somebody, and then they're going and doing a transcript, that's different. They've agreed to an interview.
Okay, sure. I appreciate it, and go Braves.
That was a good game last night.
Yes, sir. Donaldson came through. Finally. Thank you very much, Dan.
And to what we've been talking about, Dan, an update, a breaking news alert from the New York Times found its way into my email about an hour ago. And what they're reporting is the whistleblower who revealed that President Trump sought foreign help for his reelection and who alleged that the White House sought to cover it up is a CIA officer who was detailed to work at the White House at one point. According to three people familiar with his identity, the man has since returned to the CIA, people said. Little else is known about him, though they go on here in the Times to say what we essentially said, just based on this complaint, this whistleblower complaint. He's obviously steeped in being an analyst and understanding politics and disinformation.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something else. He didn't do this all by himself either.
Right. Interesting. I wonder who's nervous.
Well, let me tell you something. I've just learned when the molecules start hitting each other here, somebody's expecting some heat coming out here.
Right.
And that's exactly where we are with this. Something is about to go down, and they're trying to get in front. I said that on the day it happened. They're trying to get in front and inoculate themselves and try to basically give you disinformation so you're looking at something else or you're preoccupied with something. That ties you up so you can't do the other thing. It has happened so many times in the past, and that's exactly what they're doing now. And the question is, if this guy is, and God, I hope they're taping Clapper and Brennan, I hope they're wiretapping him, and that he's messed up, and same thing with Comey,
mm-hmm.
that there's any kind of, I mean, these guys are professionals. They are probably going to assume they're being wiretapped, so they're going to go to other ways of talking to people that they can kind of communicate to them what they need to be said. But this I'm telling you, this got orchestration written all over it. And something's about to happen, folks. You don't have something this big, this well orchestrated, this well timed happening without there being some type of juxtaposition on the other side. News Talk 93.1, Dan Mars Show. We'll be back right after this.
My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way.
Dan Morris Show.
I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention.